Donato Hanover. It's the Donato Tonian.
Rion with the lead. Life size. Residential ball. Life size coming up. Rion. Life size on the outside. Life size.
Dewey Chinaman Howe. Crease on the outside. Dewey does it. Devastating Dewey. Undefeated.
Coast to coast on the World Wide Web, this is Trot Radio on Standard Bred Canada. Welcome to the program, everybody. Norm Borg from the studios at Torito Carlton Raceway, and somebody pinch me. For the past 3 months, I've been going to the Standard Bred Canada website, looking at the handle numbers and wagering numbers on Canadian racing, and I've yet to see a red number. Don't look now, kids, but betting is up in this country. We're going to try and find out what's behind that, although we're not going to complain regardless of the reason. We've got Jamie Martin from Woodbine and Chris Roberts from Georgian Down, straight ahead on Trot Radio on Standard Bred Canada. Welcome back to Trot Radio, and as I said at the outset, it is a pleasant surprise to take a look at the wagering numbers in Canada and to see that they're going up. We've been in a decline since about 2002, and 2009 comes along, and suddenly we're looking at plus numbers. There's a lot of reasons for that. Some of them are structural. Others point to the fact that, as an industry, we've taken the bull by the horns. There have been some great ideas coming out of things like the wagering conference that took place last year in Montreal. The second edition of that takes place later on in Windsor. Let's get to the people that are counting the numbers and taking a close look at what goes on. Let's take our microphone over to Woodbine Racetrack and Jamie Martin. Jamie, welcome.
Thanks, Norm.
Obviously, this is a refreshing trend to see. I mean, you know, when I was going to the Standard Bred Canada website early in January, maybe up to the fourth week of January, and I saw the fact that, you know, wagering was up from last year, I thought, well, just a blip. But we're into March, going into April now, and the trend continues. What do you attribute that to?
Well, there's a number of factors. I guess the main one for us on the Standard Bred side is we've raced 5 days a week in January and February. Last year we raced 4 days a week. Georgian Downs did not race this year, so we were able to card 55 to 60 races a week during those 2 months. And even with all those, probably about 100 extra races we would have ran in those 2 months, we were able to maintain our bet per race to about the same. So that's probably the main factor. Of course, the other factor, when you're looking at those Standard Bred Canada numbers, that's total pool, which includes all sites betting on us. And there's a pretty significant difference in the U.S. exchange rate compared to last year. Matter of fact, a variance of about 20%.
Right.
In fact, our U.S. wager on our racing year-to-date is up about 35%.
Right. As of March 17th, wagering is up 7.74%. We're at about $107 million year-to-date as opposed to $99 million this time last year. What I thought was interesting was the average mutual handle per race is up 20%.
Yeah, and in our case, like our total wager on our product is up over 20%, or a little over $11 million. Our average bet per race is up about 8%. Last year, we were around $110,000 a race. This year, around $120,000 a race. Now, there's lots of other impacts to those numbers on the Standard Bred Canada bred site as far as Georgian Downs not racing, what's happening in Quebec, number of races versus last year. But our numbers, of course, our bet per race and our bet per card is significantly higher than those other tracks, so they're going to skew those numbers quite a bit.
Yeah, and without being a doomsayer, it looks to me like the reason for the increase, or at least one of the reasons, is because there's been an involuntary, you could say, contraction in the racing product, the Canadian racing product that's out there.
Yeah, it's aided us, because one of the issues we've had is horse supply over the winter. You know, at Woodbine here, since really the fall of 2007, we've barely been able to card 5 days a week of racing. So we've gone down to 4 days a week pretty much at the Woodbine meet. And if we had the horses, we've always said if we've had the horses, we would race, because we need to have full cards, full fields to offer the product that our customers want to bet on. So now it's That's going to have an impact on horsemen as far as Georgia not racing in January and February. But as far as we're concerned here at Woodbine, it was a positive thing.
Do you think that with the onslaught of all the B tracks and, of course, Georgia being a prominent track, getting back into business here, is that going to water down the numbers somewhat?
It won't, because we're down to 4 days a week right now. And fortunately, even with that, our numbers are still strong. We moved to Mohawk the 1st of May. And it's a much different scenario for us at Mohawk. Lots of guys want to race with us there. We can easily fill 5 days a week with upwards of 60 races a week. So it really is a Woodbine issue. And unfortunately for Georgian Downs, they haven't got off to a very good start as far as getting their cards in, which has actually helped us fill the last few weeks.
Right, and I'm sure once they do, there's a lot of initiatives that Chris Roberts has instituted over there that I'm sure will get them back on track. Would you attribute any of this to marketing efforts at Woodbine? Do you think it's just a cumulative or residual bump that you're also getting just from the goodwill of last year and the Sun Beaches and the Deweys and all that?
Well, absolutely. I think another important point is because we're also up in our own market. So it isn't just driven by U.S. exchange issues and number of horses. I mean, we're up almost 8% on standard betting in our own market. And a lot of that is due to our takeout adjustments and our reward programs for our customers. So almost all of our increase is on the backs of those customers that we track. So I think along with all those good messages we had last year, we've been able to treat our better customers a little bit better, and they're rewarding us with their wager.
Well, what can you say? Keep it up.
So far, so good.
Let's keep heading in that direction. Jamie Martin of Woodbine Entertainment Group, it's been a pleasure having you on Trot Radio today.
Thanks, Norm.
Good luck in the future. Let's take our telephone line up to Barrie, Ontario, beautiful Georgian Downs, and let's talk to Chris Roberts, who has a lot of the same ideas of Jamie Martin's. But Chris, you're such an innovative bunch over there at Georgian. I've got to think, my gut tells me that if there is an increase in betting here in Canadian racing, it's got to have something to do with the marketing efforts. It's all about marketing, and you guys do it as well as anybody in the business. Welcome to the program.
Well, thanks very much, and first of all, congratulations on launching such a terrific program.
Well, thank you.
Definitely unlike anything else out there, and I'm a big fan. On the marketing front, you know, we'd like to believe it has something to do with marketing, and one of the difficulties with marketing anything, whether it's ketchup or horse racing, is it's difficult to measure. Anecdotal feedback is always great, but it's difficult to get any key metrics on it moving forward. You know, we have seen increases across the board this year in handle. I know you've talked to Jamie about that a little bit, and I haven't heard most of his comments, but you know, it's difficult to say that the structural reasons alone are responsible for it. I mean, we're seeing at Woodbine Racetrack, for example, in the months of January and February, an increase of 17.4% on a per-card basis. Those are big numbers. You're seeing increases in Ontario in HMA wagering of about 7%. You know, a lot of that is covered by the Woodbine market, but not all of it. You're seeing increases as well in BC. Alberta's down, primarily due to Calgary. Quebec's down as well. But the Ontario market's pretty buoyant right now, and it's really tough to say it's due to marketing. I think there are a lot of factors out there. The economy, of course, is one of them, but we'd certainly like to believe it's marketing.
And I happen to myself, because I believe marketing, as you said, you know, it is anecdotal, but it is like a snowball that grows into an iceberg. For example, you folks at Georgian, with Extreme Racing, and now you've got the $500,000 prep, I believe, coming up this year, prep for the North American Cup. Is that right?
Yeah, we've launched a new race called the Upper Canada Cup this year. It'll go for about $500,000, restricted to Ontario sired horses, and really designed to be a prep for the NA Cup. And you know, those kinds of things certainly hit you on a one-day basis. You're going to increase your on-track wager as well as your export wager for those particular cards. But they feed a lot of dividends around the year as well. Georgian is now well-known for Extreme. We're well-known for the Gold Rush programs. We will be well-known, I should say, for Upper Canada Cup, places like Flamborough, for Confederation Cup, Woodbine, for a litany of stake races. But those events really do feed a pile of dividends over the course of the entire year. You're seen as a property that you know, favors racing, is supportive of racing, and isn't unwilling to break the mold with new ideas, both for racing customers, for the industry, the participants, and you know, for anybody that just wants to come and sit down in the stands.
Yeah, and that's true, because we can hawk all we want about making changes to the industry or making changes to the sport, and then have the naysayers say yes, but that's not in keeping with the industry model. Look, Jeff Gurrell of Vernon Downs and Tioga Downs says it best. If you want to go with the industry model, folks, it ain't working. We'll be out of business in 15 years.
And Jeff's exactly right. I mean, there's absolutely no evidence whatsoever to point to the industry continuing to do things the way they do and seeing any type of an increase whatsoever. We haven't seen it. We won't see it. Anyone who thinks we will see it has got their head in the sand.
Well, it's the old definition of insanity, trying to do the same thing time and time again, meeting with failure, yet every time expecting a better result.
Yeah, I mean, I also don't think we can pat ourselves on the back too much here. I think the weak economy has a lot to do with it. Certainly, a big part of thanks for handle increases. You know, there's a lot of talk about casino gaming being counter-cyclical. We sure as heck weren't seeing that when the credit crisis began in Q3 of last year. In fact, Q3 and 4 of last year were both very poor at both of my properties. We've seen a recovery since then. Racing is relatively resilient in the early months of 2009. And the anecdotal comments coming from customers, frankly, is that they can stretch their gaming dollar a lot further on the racetrack side than they can in the slots, and that's got a big part of it. But if we don't do the things now to try and keep those people while they're coming here to force them or push them as much as we can into continuing on with our product, we're going to lose them when the economy goes the other way.
You really hit it on the head, because sometimes I feel like a voice in the wilderness when I'm trying to convert or proselytize fans who spend too much time at the slots. Again, the fact that your dollar goes further, that is starting to resonate, and we've got to keep hammering away at that. You're right, especially in a time of economic crises. You know, your $100 or even 60 or 40 is going to last you all night at the track, and people in this environment are finally latching onto that, and we as an industry have to keep feeding that that mindset.
Well, I'll tell you, nowhere is that more apparent than at a place like Flamborough Downs. I'm actually I work at both Georgian and Flamborough, but down at Flamborough, it's completely a blue-collar environment. The city of Hamilton, it's a large population base, but very blue-collar, a lot of manufacturing, and a lot of jobs being lost. And we may not even be talking about the people that bring a C-note or $50 to the track. We may be talking about the people that have $20 or $30 that bet some exactors, some minor tries, some across the board, but can sit here with their friends and family, have a beer, make a few bets, and on $30 get a night's worth of entertainment. In a lot of cases, you can't get 5 minutes of entertainment in the slots for $30.
Oh, boy, you were talking my language. You and I could go on a tour. Chris Roberts, you've hit the nail on the head on so many fronts here, and it certainly is refreshing to know that there are more people that with the same point of view and doing the right things in this industry. Best of luck the rest of the year. Good luck with all the great programs, and as always, you're welcome in this program anytime.
Thanks so much, Norm.
That's it for this edition of Trot Radio. Our thanks to Jamie Martin and Chris Roberts from Woodbine and Georgian Downs, respectively. We look forward to having them on future programs to see how we're doing at the windows. Don't forget, give us your feedback, your comments, good, bad, or indifferent. We've got the comments section on the Standard Bread Canada website on the Trot Radio page. Let us know what you want to hear from these shows. What would you like to find out more about? Don't forget to drop us a line. That's it for Trot Radio. Trot Radio is a presentation of Standard Bread Canada, produced by Boer Communications.